looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
The Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, says banks are discriminating against legitimate adult industries by withdrawing or failing to provide financial services. Now, she's expressed concern about this, and the Ombudsman, Kate Carnell's on the line right now. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Warren.
Well, there's been a report the Euros Foundation did on this, so it's a significant problem for the industry?
Look, it is a significant problem. And remember, 25,000 people are employed in this industry. They turn over $2 billion. They're predominantly small businesses who are operating legally under laws. They pay tax and they should be treated like any other small businesses. But certainly the stories we've heard indicate that a number of the bigger banks and some not so big banks are making moral judgments and determining that they won't deal with these particular businesses and won't provide services that they should. Now, it's absolutely true that every bank has an absolute obligation to look at the risk in dealing with any particular business, but all businesses should be treated equally.
So, as you say, this moral judgment, is it something that you think is a concern that not may even go further than the adult industry? It may be a culture within the banks generally about deciding who they want to be seen to associate with and who they don't?
Look, absolutely, and we've seen it in other areas as well. Some small businesses that are involved in the remittance industry, that's a Western Union approach right across the world where people can remit money back to their parents or their loved ones in their home countries. We've seen over 100 small businesses be debanked, as it's called.
Yep.
Simply because they're involved in that particular industry. So, look, our view here is that it's absolutely not the role of banks. In fact, it's a bit rich for the banks to believe they should be the moral arbiters of business in Australia. And they must treat all small businesses based upon how the business is going, what the risk of the business is, not the sort of industry they're in.
Okay. Well, as you say, it is a legal industry, isn't it?
It is a legal industry, and it's been around for a long time. It's heavily regulated. They pay tax and so should be treated just like any other industry. And if you're going to sort of start saying, well, banks can decide who they deal with based upon morals, who's next, really? I think banks are an essential industry for small business. Let's be fair, you can't operate without one.
No.
The electricity industry, telecommunications industry, can't make decisions on who they deal with and who they don't. They can not deal with you if you don't pay your bill, and that's absolutely fine. And I don't think banks should have that choice either.
Are you also concerned, and this is a side issue we were talking a bit about yesterday, that sometimes when it comes to small business, I know that's where you're the ombudsman for, and family enterprise, banks also may be looking at whether they'll loan based on age and things like that?
Oh, look, we know they do it. We know that a very large percentage of small businesses can't get loans unless they fit a profile. And part of that profile is that they've got to have significant equity in bricks and mortar. In other words, they've got to have a home that they've got equity in. There is issues around age and, again, the type of industry that people are in. And when you think about it, there's a growing number of people, particularly in capital cities, who are wanting to start a business or grow their business, who don't have a home.
Yes.
You know, simply because, you know, to have bricks and mortar and to be starting your business these days would be very, very expensive. We don't want to leave those businesses out.
Well, you know, that's it.
Jump people out.
Yeah, I think we have to accept that's going to be the changing makeup of Australia, the same as it is in, you know, parts like Hong Kong or in Manhattan or whatever. The people can still, you know, be reasonably well off and certainly have a business sense, but not necessarily own a home because the world's changed in terms of affordability.
That's absolutely true. And I tell you what, trying to get a loan for your business if you don't have bricks and mortar and real significant equity in that bricks and mortar is almost impossible for many small businesses. And that's a huge problem and a growing problem.
Now, just before Christmas, we had this new code of conduct for the banking industry.
Yes.
Is that going to help small business, do you think, and maybe even address some of these issues?
Look, there are some good bits in the new code. It's got a special section for small business. The banks have agreed that they'll have a simpler contract written in simple English, that they won't use what's called non-financial default clauses in many circumstances. That is, they won't default businesses, small businesses, that haven't missed payments. You know, in the past, they could and did default businesses simply because they changed their view on the risk of that particular business. People who actually hadn't missed a payment had their loans defaulted. Now, those things are changing in certain circumstances. So there's good things that have happened, but there's still a lot of work to be done to make it possible for many small businesses to grow their businesses and to employ more Australians and to really get our economy moving.
Thanks for your time as always. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.